TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Yeah, it's Polly Kittens. Ain't no merely Paul Gallant. Hell, that is Polly Kittens right there, baby. It is Black Friday, and the drive is live. We are on the road at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland. And again, if you need that address to plug in your
navigation.
The navigation there, it is 9719 West Broadway in Pearland. Come on out. Everybody's always giving me a hard time or giving us a hard time about not being on this side of town. And we're here. And it's Black Friday. I know you ain't got nothing else to do, baby. You're shopping on your phone and you're watching football. Come on down here and get you some good eats, get you some good drinks, and enjoy this great atmosphere at BB's. And look, if you can't make it to this one, there's 11 BB's locations around the city, baby. It ain't hard to get into a BB's Tex Orleans. I've been to several of them, and they are all absolutely tremendous. Not just great establishments, but the staff is always tremendous. And as I said, the food is off the charts. The drinks are cold. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, I think the best way, B. Scott, the best way to get to this is, I mean, it reminds you of walking in a tremendous restaurant in South Louisiana.
Yeah.
And I mean that from – obviously, the food and the build out and the what they want to present, their forward facing part of their restaurant. But what I love about South Louisiana more than, well, I can't go into too much, all of it right here because you know things have changed over the years. But what I love about it is the people. What I love about it is the people. There's always a smile. It's easy going. It's not quite ready to party, but we're kind of leaning that direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it seems like every BB's Tex Orleans I go into has exactly that vibe in it. And I wouldn't want to be in any other place on this Black Friday than sitting right here next to my man, B. Scott, B. Skeezy, Brandon Scott, doing a little radio with all this live sports going on in and around the city of Houston. And today, all over the great state of Texas and all over our country. B. Scott, what's going on, baby?
Yeah, man, it's the one thing that we know Texas and Louisiana, Houston and New Orleans have in common is that we like to eat and we like to have a good time. Mm-hmm. And we like our sports as well, man, and this is a
pretty
good day.
Pretty women, too. Pretty women, too.
Pretty women as well, and that does not go unnoted, of course. And so, yeah, man, it's a good day for all of that. Every day is a good day for pretty women, but especially for sports and to be out here, man, it's a good time. We also got some news that we're going to get to
Come on, man.
It's a real newsy day. Obviously, we had the Thanksgiving Day, so it's Black Friday. We had the Thanksgiving Day games to talk about. We've got a huge game coming up over the weekend. We got a game tonight. You know, depending on what side you lean on, you're behind enemy lines, whether you're Texas or Texas A&M. So it's a lot going on. It's a good time to be on the radio, man.
It is, man. It is a great day to be here, and we do have a big, big show lined up for you. As we mentioned, we've got college football on every TV in the building right now. And I think the big news around the college football world is Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
And it's a big story. Can Lane Kiffin get Ole Miss to 11 wins in a regular season? It'll be the first time that it's ever happened in program history. And then the headliner with Lane Kiffin is there is expected to be some kind of of decision made and announced of what he's going to do. Is he going to stay at Ole Miss? Is he going to go to LSU? Is he going to go to Florida? I believe right now, for what it's worth, that it has come down between LSU and Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Being Lane Kiffin, I don't know if he is going to build this thing up to get the most eyes on it, so he can you know, prop up Ole Miss even more than he already has, or if he's going to let them know that he's going to move on to greener pastures, if you will, at LSU or Florida. So that is a real thing going on. We'll keep you updated on that.
I agree with you, just by the way, because the latest reporting that we've got out there is that even Florida has kind of shifted its focus away from Lane Kiffin. Now, yeah. Who knows what degree of truth there is to that. Maybe they're seeing the writing on the wall or reading the tea leaves themselves. But the way it's being reported right now, seems like the front runners would be Ole Miss and Florida.
Yeah, and
Ole Miss and LSU.
LSU. The offshoot there is the Summerall cat that's at it's killing it at Tulane right now would be Florida's first choice if indeed they did move on from Lane Kiffin. But the Lane Kiffin move, if he goes to LSU or Florida, opens up Ole Miss, then that's going to shake up what's going on at Arkansas with potentially landing the cat out of South Florida or even Memphis. So a lot could unfold today right here while we are live on Sports Radio 610. So stay plugged in. There's obviously another or a bigger game for all of us here going on in the state and from a college football perspective. Texas A&M is tonight at 6:30. Thank you for kicking off late. I've been asking for the Texas A&M rivalry to be back on. I think it's bigger than any rivalry out there. I know a lot of folks. I know the Michigan-Ohio State has been going on longer, and then maybe that part of the country is bigger. For me, the Texas A&M rivalry is the biggest, and it's a crying-ass shame that we've gone so many years and not been able to watch that game. And I don't have a dog in the fight, right? I have zero skin in the game other than my wife's a Longhorn. But personally, I don't really care one way or another, but that rivalry I grew up watching needs to be part of the Thanksgiving holidays, needs to be part of something that we celebrate in a big way, B. Scott. So we'll hit that as well at some point today.
Oh, I've already decided that I'm staying, man. It comes on at 6:30. We're off here at 6. I don't want any time to go by so I would miss this game. I grew up rooting for Texas. I didn't go to either school, but I grew up rooting for Texas, and so that game does mean something to me. I'm at least a little bit old enough to remember when the game meant something. Like, we went a decade. We got a generation of adults who don't really identify with the game as much, which I think is really a crying shame that you got Texans, people that are from the state, that don't really understand how big of a rivalry that once was or can't really fully appreciate it until now. So we get to kind of kick off a new iteration or a new generation of said rivalry, and so I'm here for it.
That's right, man. It's going to be beautiful. The NFL Thanksgiving slate was absolutely priceless, y'all, by the way. That week, I don't know. I don't keep up with the greatest Thanksgiving slates of games of all time, but I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find three better games, better matchups, played out better, more star power. That meant more to all of us here in Houston.
Yeah,
we'll get to that.
No doubt
we'll
about
get to that point at some point. The Texans, they go to Indianapolis Sunday, and we got big news on that front.
We do.
I know B. Scott's over here going, damn, would you get to it already?
Look, I'm on the edge of my seat, man.
Hey,
and
man,
we got 4 hours to do it.
Well, it's been, I'll be honest with you, we've all felt like it was leaning this direction, but until you get official word, you don't want to overthink it, or you don't put the cart before the proverbial horse. C.J. Stroud has been full go at practice this week, and they have announced that he is officially out of the NFL concussion protocol and will play versus the Indianapolis Colts. And B. Scott, this is the news that you wanted to hear. This is the news that you wanted to hear to confirm that there was no backsliding with the different symptoms of a concussion through all the different five or six steps that it takes to get there. But C.J. Stroud is going to play. He is cleared. This is big news on the Texans front.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest regular season game of his career at this point, just because of what it all means and the adversity that they face. Obviously, him personally being out these last three games and whatever it is he's gone through dealing with this concussion, I can't imagine what it must have felt like to have to be out for 3 weeks, what those symptoms must have been. But, man, if you're watching on YouTube or on Twitch, I'm wearing my C.J. Stroud T-shirt because I'm excited for the Texans. I think there's no better time to get your starting quarterback back when your offense is looking a lot better than it had back when he got hurt, Of course, you were able to win those three games with your backup quarterback out there, and now you're facing the leader in the division, at the very least a playoff, yep. a playoff caliber team, one of the actual good teams in the league. What was one of the criticisms earlier in the year is that you weren't beating good teams or you were beating bad teams. This is objectively a good team, even with a hobbled Daniel Jones, which I'm sure we're going to get to. Well, what an opportunity for the Texans and for C.J. Stroud. Great time. And I was at practice earlier. They didn't do anything. Okay, I saw C.J. Stroud at practice today, just kind of standing around talking, stretching a little bit. You had Jalen Petrie out there throwing the football around with the other guys in the secondary, Kamari Lassiter, Derek Stingley, Kalen Bullock, just kind of having a good time. It was light. It was just a walkthrough. But they've had plenty of time to prepare for this game, and I'm pretty excited about the fact that C.J. Stroud's going to be out there.
That's Brandon Scott of Sports Radio 610. He is in for Ron, the show, Ugly. I'm Clint Sterner. We are live at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland, and the news is C.J. Stroud has officially been cleared from concussion protocol, will play on Sunday, barring anything, any injury between now and then, I guess I need to say. Here's what's clear with C.J. Stroud. Here's what's good. Obviously, this isn't a he was cleared today, he started practicing today, right? He's been practicing all week. I mean, there's no reason that they would drop the word full in participation in practice all week long if he wasn't participating. So, yes, being cleared is the final hurdle. But the truth of the matter is the big story here is C.J. Stroud should be fully prepared. He's been getting reps all week with his guys. He's been studying. He's been thinking through, processing everything that you need to as a starting quarterback, which I can't stress how important that is in a game that's this big versus a defense that is this multiple and has been getting better as the season goes along. He's had 10 days to prep for the Indianapolis Colts. That is an absolute game changer.
Yeah.
That is an absolute game changer. And he may have even had longer because he probably knew he wasn't going to play on Thursday night against the Bills. So he's probably been prepping for him even longer. Brandon, this is not just getting your starting quarterback back and you found out, you know, at the final hour. This is getting your quarterback back early enough on a long week to know that he's got plenty of time to prepare. So I think there will be a little bit of rust, B. Scott, but I expect to see a C.J. Stroud, as good a C.J. Stroud as we've seen all year long.
See, and that's the thing that I was going to ask you about, because I'm trying to get a good sense for this, and I don't have one for which one is more of a benefit or a takeaway. Is it the 10 days to prepare or the rust of having not been out there for 3 weeks? I guess my question would be to you, like, how hard is it to go out there and play high-level, high-functioning quarterback after you haven't done it, once you have a gap of – 3 weeks in play, never mind to mention whatever it is might be the impacts of the concussion itself. Kind of just set that part even aside.
Like, right.
That's the challenge that I don't have a great sense for, that I am a little bit worried about when you talk about a defense that is more – I'm not as much scared of the defense itself as I am the defensive coordinator and his ability to kind of move some chess pieces, kind of the way DeMeco does, the same way.
Yep.
And so that's what concerns me, a concussed, recently concussed quarterback going up against a really smart defensive coordinator, and he hasn't done it in 3 weeks. What does that look like?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm not the caliber of C.J. Stroud, obviously, but I can tell you it impacted me greatly. It was like the difference between the first game of the season, coming out of training camp, a little action, all of a sudden things get real around you, get real chaotic around you, and guys are moving a lot faster. And in the SEC, it was as close to the NFL caliber defensive and offensive line as you could see. And so it was a major deal. Now, if you watched Thanksgiving Day late night football last night and you watched Joe Burrow come in there and spin that rock around like he's been playing all season long,
fair.
Then maybe that caliber quarterback is a little different. So that actually gives me some hope, because I think we're going to go into this a little bit when we talk about yesterday's slate of football, but I think Joe Burrow stylistically, right, is right in the lane of C.J. Stroud. And so, you know, it was good to see that guy come back from a toe injury. Obviously, he's not been able to drop. He's not been able to participate, step right back in there and get it done. Now, obviously, I'm not trying to put C.J. Stroud on Joe Burrow's tier of quarterbacks right now, but there was a time and a place not too far back in history where we felt like C.J. Stroud was at least approaching that tier quarterback. So he damn sure made it look easy. So I would expect C.J. to navigate it well. Now, I'll say this. I think last week I hammered home to everybody, like, 3 days is not enough time. It's just not enough time. There's not enough action. 10 days, on the other hand, is plenty. Like, you got 10 days of practice, you can get enough done in them first 2 or 3 days and over the weekend to where when you come back, now we can structure some things if you're D'Amico Ryans of, hey, let's get – I'm not asking anybody to rush the passer and bend the corner and cut anybody, but let's get – let's make sure we get C.J. Stroud some live pads popping and helmets moving and guys running by him so that the game day isn't the first day he sees that level of heat, right? I mean, yeah. You've got time over a 10-day span to accomplish that with C.J. Stroud. So I feel better than I expected with C.J. Stroud, you know, not being on the shelf for 3 weeks.
I think another big question is, are the Texans built and does the matchup dictate a situation where they can properly protect C.J. Stroud, right? And what I mean by that is being built that defense, right? Like, the defense is going to keep them in the game. That gives that obviously helps C.J. Stroud in the offense overall. But in terms of the offense itself, can you run the football, right, and open up things for C.J. Stroud, not put as much pressure? Now, he's going to have to make plays. I'm not saying you're going to go out there and baby C.J. Stroud or treat him like a backup quarterback or anything like that. But you're going to need to run the football. I think that the matchup dictates that you should be able to run the football. I think Indianapolis, were as good as they are at some points defensively, they are vulnerable against the run. They haven't had to do it as much because they play from ahead as much. But with your defense, they shouldn't play from ahead against you. So the question for me is, how much is the Texans' infrastructure and how they're built something that can actually protect C.J. Stroud and to where he doesn't have to do as much?
All right, again, that's Brandon Scott. I'm Clint Sterner. We're discussing the C.J. Stroud announcement that he is out of concussion protocol in the NFL. At the NFL concussion protocol, he's out of it, not in it. I'm sorry, getting tongue-tied here. Also, I want to remind everybody out there, Football Talk on Sports Radio 16 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days. Boy, ain't that true. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, including our juicy Week 13 matchup between the Texans and the Colts. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, y'all, look, we've got another quarterback in this game that we've got to get to. There is some video. A video has surfaced of the Indianapolis Colts quarterback, and I'm going to tell you, the lower leg injury report has taken a little turn, in my opinion. I'm not afraid to go ahead and put it out there. We will we'll tell you about that, as well as at 2:40. At 2:40, we're going to play C.J. Stroud from NRG. The first time we've heard from the quarterback in the last handful of weeks before he goes to Indianapolis and starts fresh out of NFL concussion protocol. We'll do that at 3:40. I'm sorry, at 2:40 we're going to do that. But next, we got to catch y'all up on the Indianapolis Colts quarterback Daniel Jones. It ain't looking good if you're in Indy, if you know what I mean. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge, There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ron Ugly is out. Well, I couldn't hear myself. I didn't know if I was in this piece or not, but
we got
I am,
you.
Y'all.
We got
Ron
you, Clint.
Ugly is out. Brandon Scott of Sports Radio 610 is in, and we are on the road. We are live at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland. And what is that, 9719? Is that the
9719
number? 9719
Broadway
in Pearland. Come on through and hang out with us. Again, BB's in Pearland. If you can't get to this location, get to a location because the vibe is real. There's 11 different locations around the city. And chicken wings, cold beer, and football, baby. When a drive is on the air, you can get $1 chicken wings. So the rest of the food is tremendous. So if chicken wings ain't your thing, it don't matter, baby. You can't go wrong here on this menu. I do want to – I got so excited out of the gate, man, I forgot to remind everybody. The big voice guy did a good job of it, but I got to remind everybody. It is a football Friday
indeed,
here
indeed.
On the drive. Big shout-out to Academy Sports and Outdoors and – our Houston area Ford dealers for making it happen. We do have some giveaways, and I'm gonna make a little tweak here. By the way, on these giveaways, we got four $25 Academy gift cards to give away. So if you're in the building, you want to drop your name right here in the raffle box, you can win one of them gift cards. We are also giving away a pair of tickets to the final game of the season, the Texans and the Indianapolis Colts. Don't know what that game is going to mean for the Colts, but I'm pretty sure it's going to mean a little something for the Texans. Crazier things have happened. Maybe.
Not if they win every game before then.
Big game either way, right? If they do
that. They'll at least be a wild card. They might be fighting for the division.
If they do that, it ain't going to matter. It's going to be a hell of a time. But four $25 Academy gift cards, a pair of Texans tickets, Texans-Colts game, late in the season, free oil change courtesy of Tomball Ford as well. And here's what we're going to do. If you're in the – you got to be here to win it now. And if you're a loyal listener and you showed up early, you can put your name in that box once every hour. So you put it – if you already put it in there, that's great. And 2 o'clock comes around – 3 o'clock comes around, you can put it in there again. And then at the 5 o'clock hour – we will give away the tickets, and we will do them the gift cards as we roll along here. Also, what I'm going to do is if you win the gift cards, if you win the oil change, we're going to put everybody back in that box when we pick for the tickets. So everybody's got an even shot at the tickets. I think it's only fair. So those two things there. You can put your name in the box once an hour. If you're here already, you got it in there once at 2 o'clock. When the clock turns 3, we can do it again. So keep your head on a swivel. I will make sure that I remind everybody out there. We talked about C.J. Stroud. The big news is C.J. Stroud has cleared the NFL's concussion protocol. He will play Sunday. He has also been participating in practice, a full participant in practice. And so you're getting a full go, C.J. You're not getting a guy that hadn't practiced and he's just been cleared. You're getting
all week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, full participant.
That's right. And stay tuned at the 2:40, the next segment. In the next segment, we're going to play C.J. Stroud talking to the media from over at NRG Stadium. So stay plugged in right there. We got to stay on the topic of quarterbacks, but we got to leave ours alone for a little while, right? We got to leave C.J. You'll hear from him next. But Daniel Jones, guys, the Colts quarterback who has been really, really good this year. Again, he's leading the best offense, at least the most productive offense, I believe, in all of football from a points perspective. And so they've been really, really good. And I'm not one that sits around and waits for the quote-unquote Daniel Jones will be Daniel Jones. I think he's better than people have ever given him credit for, even though the owner in New York came out and said, we've done everything we possibly could to make sure this guy wasn't successful. People still seem to doubt him, which, fair, to each their own. You fan how you want to fan. I just think that the kid's in a good spot right now. He's a good player. The reports are, B. Scott, that there was a lower leg injury that he was dealing with, right? And then all of a sudden, it comes out that the lower leg injury is a broken fibula.
Yeah.
Right? And those folks that are close to him claim that it's no concern, right? That the tibia is the main weight-bearing bone in the lower leg, which all of this is wild to me. Having played the position and people hitting your legs all the time, if one of them things down there is broke, I ain't going to feel real sturdy.
Yeah.
But he seems to be confident. He seems to be playing through some pain, but confident that he can get the job done.
That's wild. I wouldn't have shown up to BB's with a broken leg, much less to Lucas Oil or whatever it is they're playing at these days.
The interesting thing here is not just playing, but playing versus this defense.
Yes. Will Anderson Jr. Y'all seen Danielle Hunter?
Yeah. Playing
Come
versus
on now.
This defense. And here's what happened.
Aziz Al-Shaair.
Well, here's what happened yesterday was a video surfaced on social media. If you hadn't seen it, go out and check it out. I mean, it's all over social media. And he's just taking a snap. I believe he gives a little play action ball fake to a ghost running back. He's obviously just going through warm-ups, kind of just testing some stuff. And he ain't moving well.
Mm-mm.
I mean, he looks like a guy that – now, this may be an old video. I have no clue. But he looks like a guy that's moving gingerly and in no way, shape, or form is physically preparing full speed to play a big game, a big division game. So, I don't know about you, B. Scott, but when I saw that video alone, I thought, boy, there's something fishy here from a standpoint of what all he's going to be capable of doing. Full go at practice, dealing with a little lower leg injury and dealing with some pain. It looks like he's dealing with more than that.
Yeah, it looks like he's dealing with a lot more than that. But this was from Shane Steichen, okay? And this is via Stephen Holder, who covers the Indianapolis Colts for ESPN, okay? This is from, I guess, their press conference today. Shane Steichen on Daniel Jones. He says he talked to our trainer and talked to our doctors and talked to Daniel Jones himself. We would never put him out there if we thought that there was something that could go wrong there. So our trainers and our doctors have cleared him to play. He's good to go. He wants to play, and we're excited for the opportunity. That's from Shane Steichen talking on Daniel Jones just earlier today. So they feel good about it based on that video and just the thought of, the notion of a broken or fractured fibula does not sound like a good idea, especially to be going up against Will Anderson Jr., Danielle Hunter, perhaps Aziz Al-Shaair, if he gets his hands on you. Jalen Petrie, it sounds like, is going to be back. All of these guys, Kamari Lassiter, you want to be on a broken leg with Kamari Lassiter running after you? It does not sound like a good idea, but they're going to try it anyway.
Well, the interesting thing here is as I see it, like, if you're Daniel Jones, you've got to be willing to do things like this. Like, I understand they're clear. They're not putting him at risk, but as a player – you know, you would think, like, hey, man, let's give some second opinions. Let's make sure this thing's okay. But if you're Daniel Jones right now, you wonder, is he afraid to give up the position?
He might be. He's on a one-year, $14, $15 million deal?
You're on a one-year deal. You got a really good supporting cast. You got a really good play caller. You got a top five or six. What was he? Four, he was number four overall. Wasn't he, Anthony Richardson?
Yeah.
You got, I mean, that they would want nothing more than that pick to turn out to work, even though it looks like they're out on that. They would love nothing more than to insert him, and he plays well, and all of a sudden you're a better team with a quarterback that can run and doesn't have a broke leg and all this kind of thing. I wonder how much of Daniel Jones pushing this thing is really, hey, man, I'm not real secure here, and I got a chance to win a Super Bowl here. I don't really want to give up my spot right now.
But see, I could see that better if Anthony Richardson was healthy. I haven't heard anything about Anthony Richardson.
Is he not healthy?
He's had that broken orbital fracture from that. You know, when he broke his orbital fracture from earlier in the season
with the band.
With the band.
Boy, if that's still a problem.
Yeah,
at this point,
he
needs to go.
He's been out of sight, out of mind. I think the backup is the kid from Notre Dame. What's my kid's name?
I can see his face. It looks like he's about 12.
Riley Richardson?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, it's
Leonard.
Leonard. Riley Leonard. Yeah, there
nice
we go.
Call. Nice
I was going to say, man, I couldn't remember my guy's name. But, yeah, that's their backup quarterback.
Are we sure that?
Man.
I saw Anthony Richardson hugging the Minnesota. The thing went viral last week. The Minnesota coach was mic'd up.
Yeah, he moves well. He can't see, man. He messed up his eye pretty bad, it sounds like. And I mean, from what I've been hearing from Indianapolis, they have not heard from the guy.
Yeah, okay.
So,
well, that would make it a little easier if I was Daniel Jones and be like, hey, man, let Riley Leonard get a couple of
reps. Imagine that. Daniel Jones go out there for a half of Riley Leonard, and then they'll want to re-sign him immediately.
That's right.
They want to give him that Sam Darnold deal.
It would be the exact opposite of what I thought. Hell, I thought I saw Anthony Richardson hugging neck and hugging, what's his name, the Minnesota head coach's neck in full pads last week. I thought he was back, but – nonetheless, the quarterback report is we got ours back. He's been preparing for 10 days. has been full go, and he's cleared to rock and roll. Their quarterback, the Indianapolis Colts quarterback, looks like he's limping around with some a serious, at the very least, a serious mobility issue, which, again, I'm not going to minimize the kid's ability to tuck the ball and run, the kid's ability to be a dual threat when Shane Steichen needs him to be. So him being, you know, lacking mobility is a win for the Texans as well. So there you have it. There's a C.J. Stroud update, a Daniel Jones update as well. Now, let's hit this break and come back and listen to C.J. Stroud, fresh out of concussion protocol, live from NRG Stadium. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
610. Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott of Sports Radio 610 is in, and you heard the man. It's a Black Friday, and we are at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland, 9719 Broadway in Pearland. Come on through. We got dollar chicken wings while the drive is live here, but the menu is can't miss. The drinks are tremendous. The staff is tremendous. The vibe in the building is great. All of the live football action is on, and yes, we've got the college games that are rolling. A couple of them are over. I think Iowa just beat the doors off of Nebraska, and it looks like Ole Miss is doing the same to Mississippi State. But we've got a little NFL action that is kicked off. I almost forgot we had NFL action today.
Yeah,
Chicago
Bears over here making some noise, man. Yeah, we got some Bears fans in the house too,
and the Eagles, big NFC matchup there. We'll see what comes of it. A lot of folks think the Bears are out over their skis leading that division.
They have been one of the surprises of the league, man. Yeah, no, Ben Johnson's got something going over there. Caleb will figure something out with Caleb Williams in his second year. So it's an interesting outfit, man.
You fix that interior offensive line for that young quarterback that can play. You find out he's all right.
Yeah.
Figure out things there. And the Eagles, obviously, with the drama that is there. I think that score is 7-3, I think I just saw. So come on down, watch all these college and NFL games and hang out. But for the time being right now, C.J. Stroud, the big news for everybody here in Houston with the Texans is C.J. Stroud has been cleared and is out of concussion protocol and officially will play this Sunday. Here is C.J. Stroud meeting with the media over at NRG Stadium.
C.J. to officially clear the protocol to get back on the field. What does this mean to you? What did you go through some of the things that you experienced with
Yeah, I'm excited to be back. Blessed, man. Super grateful, you know, to, you know, be able to be healthy again and, you know, have some peace, you know, knowing that my body and my brain and my thoughts feel, you know, pure and clean. So it's a blessing. And yeah, I mean, I just, you know, took it one day at a time. It was kind of eye-opening, you know, to kind of get a bird's eye view, which I haven't had in a long time. So, you know, I just am grateful for, you know, all the prayers. Just want to say, you know, to the Broncos defense, you know, some of them, I heard them praying for me. I really appreciate that, like Hufanga, you know, and Singleton and some of those guys, you know, so I really appreciate them doing that. Of course, my teammates and our fan bases. So everybody's prayers and just, you know, thoughts, really, I appreciated that. But, yeah, it wasn't fun. You know, I wanted to play really bad. I wanted to be back out there. But, you know, I thought, you know, we put ourselves in a great position. I thought Davis did great. You know, he balled out, you know, three games in a row and put us in position to win. So really proud of him and everything he's done. He's been a great teammate, great brother of mine. So, yeah, I'm just really grateful, you know, to be back finally.
I know injuries are part of the game, and you know the risk. But is an injury like this frightening for you? Was it scary?
No, that's part of the game. It was kind of the same thing I had in 23 against the Jets. Literally the same situation at the back of my head and had a concussion. And so, yeah, I think, of course, having like a short week too, you know, because I played that one, I only missed two games. And then I, you know, played that game in week 17 against the Titans. And so I think if we would play the Bills on Sunday, I would have been able to go. But, you know, since it was a short week, wasn't able to practice, you know, I thought, you know, we made the right call, our doctors and stuff on just, you know, holding me out. But, yes, I'm not worried. I'm covered in the blood. I'm going to continue to be confident and, you know, trust my talents and my gifts and, you know, try to, you know, do it for the glory of God.
You talked about your purview being on the sideline. Of course, you'd much rather be playing. Anything that you can think of that you take away from watching these past few weeks?
Yeah, just see how great our defense is, you know, and if we can just, you know, find a way to score in the red zone and, you know, find points, I think, you know, we can go as far as we want because, you know, we have a really, really strong, talented defense. And it was really good to see, and for me, you know, to see from a bird's eye. And that's been the case, you know, but it's a little different when you just get to sit there and watch and be like, dang, other quarterbacks got to go through this. Like, I got to, you know, when I get back, I got to make sure I make plays and put these guys in position to win and, you know, reward them for stops and then turnovers, you know. So I think that's huge. Our special teams, you know, playing well and then, you know, offensive. You know, I thought we did really solid, but I think we can take another step as well.
CJ, how would you be able to flush out, you know, that hit? You were using your legs. You were getting out of the pocket. How do you push those, you know, those cobwebs or those thoughts to the back of your mind and still be able to, you know, get out of the pocket without thinking about taking another hit like that?
Just play. Yeah, I mean, I think when you think about getting hurt, you think about, you know, bad things when bad things happen. So I'm going to just play free, you know, and try my best to trust my instincts and, you know, do what I can and, you know, of course stay healthy, but I want to put my team in position to win. So I'm going to do that and, you know, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, I've trusted I play this game the right way and, you know, I know when to slide, when not to, or, you know, try to do my best to protect myself as well. So I'm not going to second guess that and just try to go, you know, and play fast and have fun.
Anything you were able to pick up from watching Davis and how DeKalie's calling it as things that may benefit you Sunday?
I mean, yeah, I got to hear Kels and, like, his process a little bit more, which is helpful. So, yeah, I'm, you know, I think as the season goes on, you know, we get on one accord more and more and more. So it was helpful in that area as well.
But 0-3, but now you guys are right in the thick of the division race, right in the thick of the wild card race. How 0-3 cool, but what was it like watching your team be able to rally? You know, obviously missed a couple of games, but watching them rally and put you guys in position to now, where now you guys are more healthy, you're ready to kind of get ready for the stretch run.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. You know, I think, you know, at the right time, you know, You know, you see guys step up and, you know, start to, you know, take more on the plate and, you know, rise to the occasion. So I think it's dope. And, of course, we didn't start off the best, but I think when you know what type of team we have, we're very talented and we're a couple plays away each game, you know, winning. And then, of course, you're also a couple plays away from losing. So I think the better we finish, you know, then the better results we have. So that kind of was something that stuck out to me as well.
You have to be away from your team for injuries like this. What do you miss most?
My teammates, being in the building, just laughing, smiling, cracking jokes, being at practice. You know, I think that's probably the most is I just miss my teammates and being in the room and with Davis and Graham and Jerry and Gerard. So that's probably the suckiest part.
CJ, when you were on the sideline watching the rookies, how much did you see them grow up as far as with Higgins and with, especially with Woody, with the way that he's excelled with more playing time?
Yeah, they're all very mature, and I think they approach it the right way. And I think, you know, that the more time on task and time in the game, I think they've been able, you know, to have some confidence. You can see how they play. You know, they're dancing, having fun, and, you know, running great routes. Woody's toting the rock, protecting the ball. So you just see their confidence. You know, I think that's really what this league is about. I think, you know, the more confident you are, the more that you can, you know, make plays for your teammates and, you know, go out there and execute your job. So I just see that, you know, them doing that each play. And it was cool to see Jay Reed out there, you know, last game. I thought he made a lot of great plays, and somebody who I played against in college who I thought was really good. So cool to see him out there, and hopefully he gets some more opportunities. But, yeah, I think our rookie class is, you know, they're very mature and they want to play and they want to, you know, do the right things. And I think it takes time, but to see them, you know, have early success is amazing.
Kind of a follow-up to what Sarge said, the offensive line, you know, continues to gel and get better. That has to be also promising to see.
Yeah, it's cool, you know, to see, you know, just big train out there, Ed coming back, Jake, you know, always playing solid, and, you know, Titus being, you know, being an anchor, man, you know, playing a lot of positions and doing them all very well, you know, and then Tay, you know, another rookie who has arrived to the occasion and, you know, done a really good job these last couple weeks. So we're just proud of that unit, and, you know, I'm excited to be back with them.
Any extra excitement added to the comeback being in Indianapolis and such a big game, division opponent, place where you've had some success?
Yeah, I mean, I always love, you know, playing in Indy and against the coast. It's a great environment, you know, great fan base. You know, they've always been a really good team, really good defense. So it's gonna be cracking, man. They're gonna be playing hard. We're gonna be playing hard. So yeah, it's very exciting. You know, division opponent. You know, like I said, a great atmosphere. So I'm very excited and, you know, really cool that I get to come back this game.
Obviously, right before you got hurt, you were playing some of your best football this season. How do you kind of pick up kind of where you left off? On Sunday.
Yeah, I think just, you know, doing the little things right, you know, take care of the football, getting out of my hand, going through my progressions, my reads, being clean in the communication in the huddle, and, you know, just trusting myself, trusting my instincts, being confident, and, you know, just, you know, trusting my God-given talent and, you know, go from there. So I thought, you know, I was playing decent, you know, coming out, you know, out of that Seattle game. I thought I played, you know, a good game against San Fran, and then the Broncos, I thought I had a good first quarter, but, you know, it sucks that happened. But I think, you know, I'll be able to, you know, kind of catch my mojo back. But you don't know when. Hopefully it's the first play of the game, but whatever it is, I'm going to just keep fighting and try to find my rhythm.
That is Houston Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud, fresh out of concussion protocol from NRG Stadium after practice today, after, you know, being full go all week long. Couple of things there that stuck out to me, B. Scott, was, and I said this, I think there's a bunch of conversations to be had. There's a lot of topics to discuss that are very fascinating around Davis Mills, C.J. Stroud, being on a shelf for 3 weeks, coming back. Is there rust? You know, there's a lot to unpack. But I said this the other day, and I firmly believe it, man. Like, I just want to see C.J. Stroud. Whether he balls out or he makes a few mistakes, I want to see C.J. Stroud get back to playing with the instincts that we know C.J. Stroud has.
Man, I'm so glad you said that, because literally as I'm listening to him talk, or as we got to the end of that audio, I'm like, hey, man, let's do a Nico Collins go ball to start the game for old time's sake. Y'all remember that 2 years ago, how they went and walked down Indianapolis at their place to, you know, to handle business at the end of the season? Like, let's let's have that type of bravado. And if you're ready, right, and they're saying that you're ready and you're talking about the preparation that he's had over the last 10 days, if C.J. Stroud is truly ready, I want to see him go out there and ball out the way he used to.
Yeah, I think two things are very real. I think C.J. Stroud had been coached into a corner, and I'm not blaming the coaches. I'm just saying that the situation, the way things had all had unfolded along the way, I think he had been coached into a corner and was taking some of the natural instinctual things that he does really well, that's made him great, and him overthinking and trying to be what they wanted him to be had taken away from that. I think that's very real, right? And so I want to see him get back to playing with his instincts. And then when I couple it with one thing Davis Mills did really good, he did several things really good, a lot of it that doesn't even get discussed, but one thing he did really good was manage not letting him taking a shot and not hitting it on first down and your team being in second and 10, all of a sudden, boy, we're just behind the chains, we can't play.
Right.
You know, this offense was really good with Davis Mills out there. More times than not, when it was second and 10 or there was a penalty, they were able to overcome it when they got behind the chains. That whole – all this talk about being behind the chains and just we can't get there, it's killing us. Our offensive play caller can't even call plays if we have penalties and all that. Like, that can't – that's why I hated those comments when they were making them, and I hate it now. Like, Davis Mills in this offense was able to overcome some of those. Not they weren't great, but they were able to overcome some of those situations in critical moments and win games. And that's what you've got to do. Let's not focus on, the reason our offensive coordinator can't call plays is because we're always behind the chains. Let's overcome. Let's adapt and overcome and be great in adversity. And then when it's easy and we stay ahead of the chains, hell, you ought to win. Yeah. Hell, I can call plays when you're doing that. So
yeah, some of the best moments that the Texans have had offensively has been exactly that, when they have overcome, right? When a penalty did not kill a drive, or a sack did not kill a drive, right? They were still able to overcome on second and long, third and long, and make some plays.
Just watch football. Watch the better teams in the league or the better quarterbacks in the league, and when they get sacked and it's second and 13, it's not a, oh, man, boy, now we just can't call plays, man. Yeah. We just can't. You know, or there's a penalty and it's first and 15 or first and 20. It's not like, we just can't do anything. No, you overcome it. I mean, and everybody in the game that's worth a damn, they have those problems, and they overcome them. Now, you want to emphasize being better, sure, but the whole thought of, like, boy, the penalties and the sacks and the negative plays, boy, they just kill our ability to score points. I hate that approach.
Yeah, I came on this show a couple of weeks ago and said the best thing that the offense had going for them was the element of surprise, because in these obvious situations, if it's third and long, or even if it's third, if it's or at the goal line, obvious play situations, they were not good enough. They weren't making the plays, and so you want to see that change, especially with the starter out there.
Yeah, well, when you've got a guy like C.J. Stroud, you've got – you know, half the battle is won. You got a guy that can make certain throws. You got a guy that's got ice water in his veins. You got a guy that can stretch the field when need be. And so that shouldn't be just one of those all the wind is out of our sails types.
Right.
And what my point is not to live in the past, but my point is Davis Mills and this offense did a good job of overcoming that in moments. It'd be nice to see C.J. Stroud take that to a whole nother level and do it pretty consistently instead of focusing on it negative. And I think if he plays with them instincts, I think that's one thing that we will see. All right, the season for the Rockets has been a lot about the addition of KD, obviously. The conversations, when you add a great like that, a lot of the conversations are going to revolve around him. But if we're talking title contenders, right, the conversation quickly shifted to young players having to develop, right? One of those guys, B. Scott, is developing significantly quicker than I think anybody expected him to. We'll tell you who that is, and we'll discuss next right here on Sports Radio 60.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.